With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although winter has yet to officially arrive, wintry weather has dumped a lot of snow across parts of the country, and there's more in the forecast. Could complicate travel for those heading home from Thanksgiving. In New York, the lake effect snow zones north of Syracuse and south of Buffalo could see snow measured in feet. And it's going to be frigid, with bitterly cold temperatures settling in across much of the east. It's the retail bonanza known as Black Friday, and today is the day, the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season, brick and mortar and online. Despite strong economic headwinds, the National Retail Federation is predicting record sales. Also at SRNnews.com, with winter coming on fast, Russia has been pounding Ukraine's power grid, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without electricity, shivering in the cold and dark. British lawmakers debate a so-called Right to Die bill.
It would make it legal for anyone over the age of 18 who is terminally ill to be given assistance to end their own life. The bill itself says to allow adults aged 18 and over who have mental capacity, are terminally ill, and are in the final 6 months of their life, they must make two separate declarations which have to be witnessed and signed about their wish to die, and two independent doctors have to be satisfied that the person is eligible. And finally, a High Court judge has got to hear from at least one of the doctors and can also question the dying person or anyone else who they consider to be appropriate.
The BBC's Dominic Hughes. A social media ban for kids under 16 has been approved by Australia's parliament. Platforms including TikTok, Facebook, and X could face stiff fines for failing to prevent children from holding accounts. Back to work today for Wall Street, a holiday abbreviated post-holiday session. This is SRN News. A French television station has been fined by the government.
CNews is an independent public access channel, and it recently aired an opinion piece that stated that abortion is the leading cause of death around the world. France's Audiovisual and Digital Communication Regulatory Authority has fined CNews 100,000 euros, stating that, quote, abortion cannot be presented as a cause of death. In fact, there are 73 million abortions globally each year, a number which far outpaces the death toll for any other disease. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ban on male students using female bathrooms from kindergarten through college has become law in Ohio. The bill, signed by Republican Governor Mike DeWine this week, says public and private schools must designate separate bathrooms, locker rooms, and overnight accommodations for the exclusive use of either males or females based on a person's biological sex. This is SRN News. From Japan, it's the stolen shoes caper.
Police thought a shoe thief was on the loose at a kindergarten classroom. That is, until a security camera caught the culprit in action. A weasel with a tiny shoe in its mouth was spotted on the video footage after police installed three cameras in the school. Teachers and parents had feared it might be a disturbed person with a shoe fetish. The vanished shoes were all slip-ons the children wear indoors, stored in cubbyholes near the door. Jason Walker reporting.
The owner of a Los Angeles County oil field is suing the state of California over a law that will force a halt to production. The wells must be plugged or the owner will face stiff fines. Inglewood oil field owner Sentinel Peak argues the law, signed in September by Governor Gavin Newsom, is unconstitutional. More details at SRNnews.com.